because I had so many coaches and mentors that sewed into me, I wanted to not only execute on that, but I also wanted to pass that on to other people.
Welcome to the closing table. You found a mastermind for real estate, mortgage, and pros from related industries with a commitment to reach more people, provide more value, and create a genuine rapport with clients, partners, and teammates. This is where the deal is done. It's time to take your seat at the closing table with your host, Brian Weiss.
All right. So today, very happy to have Phil Treadwell with us. Phil and I connected through some mutual friends. And at this stage of his career has evolved like all of us. But at this stage of his career, he's coaching, doing public speaking, small group coaching, individual coaching. He's doing just a lot of amazing things at a very crucial time in our business, I think. And initially, you and I were connected, I believe, through Renee or through, I knew of you on social media long before we connected, but somehow we connected through some mutual friends. I don't even know. And then I think it was
Renee and Neil Dingra was where we connected. We had some mutual friends just at events and content creators and whatever. And then of course we, you know, chatted and connected through social media. We're able to meet in person whenever you're here in Dallas for an event, and rest is history. Been pretty close ever since.
That's what it was. It was Michelle Berman's event, and I knew you were going to be there. It was held in your office. So then I reached out and we ended up meeting for coffee. That's what it was. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
My memory's good. It's just short. So first I'd like to touch on a little bit about what this podcast is about. It's quick hits, information that we can use, we can implement today to either improve our mindset or improve our the tactical side of our business. And I don't know anybody better than Phil when it comes to mindset coaching and just that, tactics. So if you would, tell us a little bit, Phil, about your career and your career path and what has brought you to this place, which is coaching.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, I'm 18, almost 19 years in the mortgage industry. I started out answering a newspaper ad. They were looking for someone with sales and management experience, and I had both. I was a young 20-something that was just kind of looking for the next stage of my career. Went in for an interview that was supposed to be about 30 minutes, ended up being about a three-hour conversation. And the guy I was interviewing with said, if you decide to get in this business, you're going to look back on this conversation one day and cuss me, because once you get in the mortgage business, it's really tough to get out of it. And that definitely rang true. Started out, just kind of threw me in the deep end of the pool. I was a loan officer. I had a really good mentor and manager at the time. It was, you know, early mid 2000s. And, you know, there was a lot of subprime stuff going on, but this company was a little small independent mortgage bank that did a lot of manual underwrites in-house. So I focused on government loans instead of subprime stuff. And I share that because I really learned how to put a file together. I learned how to do loans as well as create referral relationships with realtors. And that's really all I did for the first several years of my career, was go out and cold call and hand out black and white photocopied flyers and, you know, go to community events and things of that nature. And after a few years, I became a branch manager, and a little while after that, decided I wanted to open up my own branch, just kind of a net branch, you know, franchise model. And then that led to me ultimately wanting to open up my own company. And I opened up a little broker shop in 2006. I was, three or four years into my career. And in hindsight, it wasn't necessarily the greatest time to be opening up a mortgage company with, you know, financial Armageddon looming. But we did pretty well, had a few loan officers, and ended up selling that to Wells Fargo in late 2008. They were doing a lot of recruit by acquisition and made me a good enough deal to close my doors and bring my team over there. Was a top producer in about a six-state region, but I didn't love the big bank model. And so I went back into kind of independent mortgage bank world and continued to evolve my career to as an area regional manager, things like that. And in about 2017, 2018, as I was recruiting in kind of the middle part of the country in a few states, I realized when I got into areas where I hadn't produced or had branches before, my effectiveness to recruit went way down because no one knew who I was, no one knew who my company was. And at that time in 2017, we Googled everyone. And so I realized whenever I reached out, I needed to be able to have some type of a name recognition to where if they Googled me, they saw something. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I started doing some content marketing. And through that, I hear this crazy dude screaming on social media about a personal brand, Gary V. And there was a little foreshadowing there. And what he was saying was very true to the industry. So I started an Instagram page, started a podcast, and you know, the rest is kind of history. I brought on people that I felt like could add value to the industry, you know, add value to the audience that I was trying to reach, which was other mortgage professionals that I wanted to network with, potentially recruit. You know, it's opened up a ton of opportunities where almost 5 years later, some of the who's who within the industry that I was chasing for months to be on the podcast, I'm, you know, humbled and blessed to be able to call close friends and mentors. And, you know, it led to some speaking engagements and me getting indoors and learning from some of the best in our industry. That natural evolution of the career was because I had so many coaches and mentors that sewed into me. I wanted to not only execute on that, but I also wanted to pass that on to other people, because I think it's a different thing to be able to go out and execute on it versus being able to give information and help other people execute on it as well. So about 6 months ago, started doing some workshops because we'd had some success as we put together, you know, our own origination team. While, you know, the market was kind of coming unglued in 2022, we were gaining market share very, very quickly as a brand new team that had never originated in this market. And I hadn't originated in about 10 years. And, you know, rates were going up 0.5% a month, and we were still really gaining market share. So people were really asking, how are you doing that? You know, what's going on? Open up your playbook. So that led to some workshops, which led to some, you know, one-on-one and group coaching, and just really realized that what I was fulfilled at, what I was really passionate about was speaking to groups, to coaching, and continuing the podcast and really continue to move our industry to what I like to say, a more modern and relevant era. Just because for so long it hasn't been that. And I really love our industry and the value that we can provide real estate partners and consumers in terms of creating passive income and net worth. And you know, the way to do that for people is to empower the advisors and the people on the front line. And that's really what we're committed to doing.
And you're doing a great job at it, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking a little bit before this podcast, but I've been in some of your shorter coaching series, and then also, you know, your reoccurring calls too. And your coaching style is different because it's more conversational. And I love that about you. It's direct, but fair. It's conversational. It really keeps the people on the call engaged. So I appreciate that.
No, thank you.
So I guess my question is, you know, what are you specifically coaching to today? The industry's gone through a major upheaval, and we may or may not be seeing a light at the end of the tunnel here. Time will tell, but you know, what are you coaching to today?
Great question. I appreciate that. My company is M1 Academy, and M1 stands for Mindset First. And I personally believe that mindset is the most important thing, because our mindset controls our attitude and our actions. And those are the only two things that we actually have control over. And for so many of us, the market, you know, creates some type of reaction, or the consumers or referral partners, there's all these things that we don't have control over, but we do have control about how we respond to it, both in our emotions and our attitude and the things that we do to combat those things or to overcome those things. So, you know, I'd kind of gone through my own personal journey throughout my career, understanding what the success principles were that were not only transcended upon different industries and different verticals, but that were also that kind of transcended generations. Mm-hmm. We all know that our industry, in large part for a long time, has been in kind of an aging industry. The average age of loan officer was, you know, mid to high 50s. And I was always a younger guy that was in the room of people that were quite a bit older than I was. And a lot of times, even if I had ideas that I felt had merit, because I was the younger guy in the room, I kind of got the pat on the head syndrome, regardless of what my results were, or, you know, what profitability my region had or whatever else, they were kind of overlooked. And so I really became focused on continuing to really move our industry in a direction that helped people utilize things that had the ability to really move the needle. So many other industries were adopting technology and automation and social media. And we just weren't. You know, people would go out on their everyday life and buy something on Amazon that was on their doorstep the next day. And they, you know, would ship a package in at the post office, one of the most archaic companies or organizations out there, but yet they're getting texts every few hours about the progress of their package. And then they come to the mortgage industry and we use email and want them to fax and scan and bring in paperwork and wet sign stuff. And then, you know, they don't hear from us for weeks at a time and don't know what the progress of it is. Mm-hmm. So as I kind of started learning these things through my own career, I wanted to help people apply those basic success principles into their life and into their business. And where that mindset piece comes in is you have to have a mindset shift to understand the direction that you're going. So many people that have had success in the industry and continue to are doing it in a way that, in my opinion, is going to be obsolete in the coming years. And I think we've already seen, you know, over the last few years from COVID on, as we've been forced to adopt some of these things, people have had to change their business. And so, you know, part of my journey also was understanding this connection between your mind and your body. You can't have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, when you physically feel like crap. So how do we, from the very beginning when we wake up, go through daily habits and some non-negotiables that put our head in the right spot so that we can put our, you know, mind in the right spot that in turn executes in our business at a high level? And the best, really, I guess, example I can use is if we had a car, just a, you know, basic economy car versus a, you know, high-end luxury Ferrari or Lamborghini, we're going to treat those things differently, but we're going to maintain them both. But if you want high performance out of either one of them, you have to do different things. And in our industry, we have people that want to be really high performing, really high caliber professionals and perform for people and show up at a high level, but they're maintaining their bodies and their minds like it was this economy rental car that you can do anything you want to and turn it back in. And that doesn't work. So to make a long story short, I guess our focus is how do we carve out not only what someone wants and when they want it, but what are the daily habits, those non-negotiables that they can stay consistent and persistent at on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to get them where they want to go. But there's some underlying things that you have to peel back, things you want to change about how you think, things you change in your daily routine, all of which will help you execute at a higher level. I'm of the opinion most loan officers know what to do. They're just not doing it for some reason. Most companies and or coaching companies, or a lot of them, I won't speak for most, but a lot of them are, let's go make 40 more calls a day, or let's do a 90-day burn. And it's not that people can't or don't get results from that, because you do. But we're trying to build a foundation for a long-term business and sustained growth. And most people don't need to make 40 more calls a day. They need to become effective and efficient at the 5 or 10 calls that they are making. And so we're really just focused on how do we help people create a life and a business and a foundation that's sustainable, that achieves results. When you achieve results, you create belief. That belief creates confidence. And all of a sudden, when that ball gets rolling, that momentum creates more motivation. And all of a sudden, you look up and you're way past what your original goal was because you just got a few things taken care of on the front end.
So talk to me about that morning routine, because I see yours on Instagram. I see a picture in your story of your watch at like 4:30 in the morning, and then you're at the gym and then whatever. So you're getting up early, you're going to the gym. What else is part of your morning routine?
I get up early. I originally started getting up a little earlier, which was more like before 6, like if it said 5 something. And I gradually took it back to where I was waking up at 4:30, and sometimes it's even 4:15. And the reason I do that is because I don't like getting up early. I'm a night owl by nature. I loved when I first got in the mortgage business because the realtor partners I worked with didn't even start until 9 or 9:30. That means I could roll out of bed at 7:30, 7:45, and I was still in the office before they called. It was great. But I get up early because I don't want to. And then when I do it, that's a win for me mentally.
Yeah.
Our mind only distinguishes between wins and losses, not how big they are. So for me, I wake up early and that's a win. I say some affirmations, drink some cold water to kind of get my system, you know, shocked, if you will. Those are wins. I go to the gym. That's a win. While I'm there, I'm listening to podcasts. I'm posting some content. Again, small wins. I come home. I take some quiet time. I do a little reading. Then I get through the shower and getting ready, you know, stuff. All of these wins are stacking up. So by the time I get out the door, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, I've now got all these wins stacked up that when I go into my first call, my first appointment, whatever, I've got that momentum that we talked about. And I say a lot, momentum creates motivation, because that motivation will keep us wanting to check that next thing off of our list. So yep. Those are some things that I do. And I don't tell people, you don't have to do what I do per se, but you do have to have some type of a routine. And so if I went into my first appointment or call and it was a complete and utter train wreck and it was just crash and burn and it was a loss or a failure, then that's okay. Because again, our minds only distinguish between wins and losses. Who cares if that didn't go well? Because I've got all these other wins that I've stacked up throughout the day. Already and the last thing is, the reason I get up so early is I need that time. Those 3 hours, you know, 3.5 hours from 4:30 to 8, those are my time. Like I don't really do a whole lot of texting or emailing or communicating with people. I don't do a whole lot of work specific stuff. That's time for me to get physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually in the right place so that I can spend the rest of the day really focusing on winning financially.
All right. That's fantastic. So we're focused on our health, our mindset, and then you're hitting the ground running. What are you coaching to just tactically these days?
We talk a lot about how you can gain attention, right? My podcast is called Mortgage Marketing Expert. I've always focused on the marketing side of things because I had a mentor tell me a long time ago, marketing is what gets someone's attention. It's sales that makes them a customer. And I've always been drawn to sales. I used to even do door-to-door sales and corporate sales and a lot of different things. But sales is about closing the deal. And most people try to close the deal too soon. Marketing, when you get someone's attention, you can have the opportunity to get them to know you, like you, trust you, that process that we all know. And so I coach a lot tactically on what's the right way to get people's attention in a, you know, world that has a lot of distractions. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're putting content on social media, you're not just competing with other content on that social platform. You're competing with all the content on all the social platforms, plus Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and HBO Max and all the other things. You're competing for people's attention. And so if people that think that they're putting marketing content out are really just selling, that's like a commercial. It's like advertising. All of a sudden, it goes back to whenever we were kids and we didn't have on-demand TV. If there was too many commercials, what do? We change the channel. And that's really what I spend a lot of time primarily with people that seem to struggle, is how do we create content that's engaging, that's going to not only capture the attention of your intended audience, but are going to create the right conversation. So we spend a lot of time tactically working on social content. I also spend a lot of time with people that they figured out how to get business, work with referral partners, and build to a certain production level. But they're like, I'm already running like crazy. I'm already so busy. My calendar's full. How do I even take it to the next level? And the skills it takes to go from zero to a couple of $1 million a month in volume in the mortgage industry is a different set of skills and a different focus to go from 2 million to 8 or 10 million. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it's a completely different business model to go, you know, from that nine-figure $100 million and up. And I've coached people at all different areas of this. And obviously my own personal production has been at different areas. And so it's just about understanding what's the next step, what's the next phase? How do I delegate things off? How do I bring in team members and supplement? How do I go deep on the things that I'm really good at? For some reason or another, we were taught to focus on the things that we aren't good at and get better at them instead of doubling down and going all in on the things that we are good at and finding someone else to fill in the gap. That's really what most people struggle with in their first hire on their team. They try to hire someone that's just like them, thinking, I'm just going to hand off stuff to them to delegate. Well, that really most of the time doesn't work. You need to find someone that you can hire for your weaknesses to fill in the gaps so that you can focus more on what you do and get out of the things that, you know, you shouldn't be doing. So, you know, social media content marketing, you know, scaling teams, you know, a lot about personal branding and digitizing reputation. So even though we talk a lot about mindset, there is a lot of tactical things, especially with our one-on-one clients that we go through, really build out that business plan and marketing plan and help them achieve the goals that they have for their business.
I love it. I love it. That's what makes you a great coach, I think, is because you're bringing in mindset and tactics and combining it into one big package, digital media. It's the whole thing. So I appreciate you as a coach and as a friend. Always love catching up with you. Well, if people want to connect with you, what's the best way?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find. You can just at Phil Treadwell at all the social platforms. Instagram is probably my primary spot. Shoot me a DM. I'll for sure answer. Or just go to philtreadwell.com. You can find M1 Academy. You can find the podcast. You can find all that stuff.
All right. Great content. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Follow The Closing Table everywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you found value here, invite a colleague or friend who could benefit from a visit too. To connect with Brian, visit connectwithbw.com. We'll see you next time at The Closing Table with Brian Weiss.